Avois, Perkei Mishnah Chof. Yehuda ben Tema Oimer. Also a Tana that's quoted less. Namal, they understand that Yehuda ben Tema is ben Derech Rabbi Akiva. One thing you do see clear is that from the end of the Mishnah, where he says Yiratzim Ufonecho, B'chule, you see that he's after Churban Bayis Sheni. So Yehuda ben Tema Oimer have Az Kanomer. Az is with a certain Gvura. Azus is not a good midah. Az panim leganim, Chazal say. But az kanomer, nomer is a leopard. It's not the regular nomer, the spotted leopard, what they call Navina nomer. Over here, what it means is some type of animal that's hard to identify, some type of crossbreed between a lioness and between a chazir hayar, some type of wild boar. And because it has a tremendous, the Rav describes a tremendous level of azus. Again, like we're saying, azus is not a good thing. The opposite of a yid is the midah of azus. A yid is one of the midah, one of the hallmark midahs of a yid is tznius, kedusha, busha. Az kanomer means a person has to be bold like a nomer. For what? Legabi avodas Hashem. Sometimes you have to be able to not care. Sometimes you have to be able to be out there. You have to be able to scream. You have to be able to be bold, fearless, and shameless. The kal kanesher. Kanesher is not a kosher animal, but it's the king of birds. It's not a kosher bird, but it is the king of birds. And what gives it its uniqueness is the swiftness with which it takes off. And that a person has to be in avodas Hashem. Kanesher, in the sense of the Zrizus being a defining trait of everything that a Yid does. The Rotz Katzvi, swift as a deer. Now, what's the difference in Kal Kanesher, which is a Mihirus, and Rotz? One is, like they say in cars, one is that it goes 100 miles an hour, and one is the speed with which it picks up. How long does it take to go from 0 to 100? The Kal Kanesher is that. The Rotz Katzvi is the speed. So there's the Zrizus of speed. There's the Zrizus also of alacrity, of chapping an opportunity. That's the Kal Kanesher. The Nesher, with his speed, rises. The Tzvi runs across. It says how quickly a person does something. That's the midah of Zrizus. If you want a very insightful understanding of where Zrizus is the definition of how he does mitzvahs, not just a mila, but the definition of how mitzvahs are done, and that Chazal put that down when by matzahs, and matzahs, when Klai Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim, with shmartem samatzahs, al tikur shmartem samatzahs, Chazal says shmartem samitzvot, mitzvah bal yotcha al tach mitzenu, that's the hallmark of asiyas hamitzvahs, is the midah of Zrizus, ayin the pachad yitzchok, in Pesach Maimer Aleph. Last, v'gibor kari, the king of the lions is dari. Dari is not the biggest animal, he might not even be the strongest, but there's a certain gevura that he has, a certain kenigshaft that he has. He's the melech shebechayis. And all these qualities are necessary. The swiftness, the zrizus, the alacrity, the fearlessness, and the malchus, the control of lases yutzoin avicha shebashamayim. All that becomes baltimore. It's very interesting, this mental picture of a person taking on all the madregas of the chayis. It was also Shlaim HaMelech's throne shows us that this was the understanding of Malchus, was the animals. It wasn't just a design, the animals that were engraved and they moved. Remember that the lions moved with, and the Nesher on the top of the throne held the crown above Shlaim HaMelech's head. This wasn't just beauty, it wasn't just something to look at and say wow. This was a definition of Malchus. Vatikon Malchus Moed Ushlemi Yoshev Al Kisei Hashem. The definition of somebody being a Merkava L'Shchina is taking the Madrega of all the leaders of the natural world and taking that all into the service of Avicha Shuvah Shemayim. Hu Hayoimer. Maybe this has something to do with the first Milo, like we said, which Be'etzim is a bad thing. Azus. And look how he says it. Az Panim L'Gehenim. So it could be that as a result of that, that's why he has to speak it out. That to make a suggestion that Azus is a good thing, he has to speak out. No, inherently, Az Panim L'Gehenim, Ubayshis Panim L'Gan Eden. Betzim, the Midah of Yid, the hallmark is Busha. By Maimon Hasina, the Vilti Tia Yeroscha Penechem Zua Busha. So that's the Midah of a Yid. Now, the last line over here is very interesting. It needs a Hezmer. Yerotzim Ofanecho Hashem Aleikenu Shetibone Shetivne Ircha B'mehev Yomeinu V'senecha Ken V'sorosecha. It's almost the same line that we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Yerushalayim should be built. This is the original Makor and Chazal putting together Binyan Yerushalayim. The Nusach that we say Shibana Beis Hamikdash Meher V'Yomeinu. The same idea. What does this have to do with? I mean, this is a gewaltige tefillah, and it's a tremendous hergish. What does this have to do with the memory itself? So Kveger brings a meridiki idea from the Tshuvas Radach. He says like this: this idea that a person has to, in order to achieve in Ruchnias, have the midah of Azus. Azus means breaking through barriers. It's a certain pritzas geder. Pritzas geder is, in today's world, we live in a world of hestapan, we live in a world of limitations. In order for a person to break through intellectually, to be kind of kinyan in Torah, he has to break barriers, he has to be with Azus. But when Mashiach comes, the world is going to be a place where Hasoga in the Teichen HaPnimi of Torah is going to be a natural course of events, which is why there's not going to be so much schar, because it's going to be that much easier. Today, a person has to be bold, fearless, and he has to break fences. He has to jump over fences in order to achieve. In Mashiach's Zeiten, it'll be the natural mitzius. That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting to be able to serve the Rebbein Shalom naturally, without breaking fences. So Memela, on the one hand, the Musar, the Ashkofa is, Havi Azkan Omer. On the other hand, this brings up the longing of Shibana Beis Hamikdash Me'ev Yameinu V'Senchal Kenu V'Sar Secha, which is why it's not only about Binyan Beis Hamikdash, but it means in the world post-Mashiach of Lasid Lavi, the V'Senchal Kenu V'Sar Secha will be a different process. And that's what we're waiting for. Good, it's a beautiful pshat. Mishnah Chof Aleph. Hu Hayo Oimer. This Mishnah is a tremendous insight into the human psyche. Ben Chomesh Shonim LeMikra, the age of 5 is when a person starts learning Ayid, starts learning Torah Shebichzav. Learning Chumash at the age of 3 or 4, one could hear a story, but to learn Chumash as a skill, as Chochmah, that not. Ben Eser LeMishnah, can hear that the process of learning takes 5 years, because then Ben Eser LeMishnah is followed, Ben Shloish Eser LeMitzvahs, is in between, it's a level of maturity. But Ben Chomesh Esrei le Talmud. Talmud is what we call Gemara, but it's a lot more than that. When we're talking about Mikra Mishnah Gemara, we're not only talking about different levels of difficulty, we're talking about a whole different skill set. A young child learns to read, and he learns to be able to read a pasuk straight. His language skills, his reading comprehension skills, all the other words you'll use. I mean, I don't want to be memayit the erech of a Yiddish kind learning Torah Gdoshe, but the skill set is the skill set of learning Torah Shebichzav. The Ben Eser Mishnah refers to the ability to absorb information, be misadrit, and have it arois, and be able to bring up that information when asked a question. The age of 15, Be'erech, is when, it's true even today, Be'erech, when a bocher reaches the age of being independently, being able to analyze and give his own deya in a sugya, it happens to be that the division of Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara is the way they learned Amol. And this is one of the answers to the question, why don't we learn this way, that 5 is the age of Mikra, and 10 is the age of Mishnah, and 15 is the age of Gemara? We mamish don't follow the system. And one of the answers that's given, and it's really the true answer, and this is Rabbi Saul Salanter's Mahalach in Or Yisrael in Amichtav, where he writes that Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara does not refer to specific texts, that Chumish, Mishnayis, Gemara, that's not what it refers to. It refers to a skill set. It refers to a Mahalach. And the Mahalach of Chomesh, LeMikra, for us, includes the way we learn Mishnayis. The way they learned Mishnayis is that it was less about the exact words. They didn't read from a sefer. It was a tremendous volume and body of information, of knowledge, which the learner had to put together at the chazer an infinite amount of times to memorize and have a rois and be able to, with total recall, pull out any mishnah. That's not something that an 8-year-old child could do. An 8-year-old child could read, so he advances to more sophisticated, more lumdish reading. But that's all bechlal the way we learn mishnayos. And a 9-year-old could learn gemara in the sense that he could read. He could read the words. He gets to learn the taich. He knows toshma. This is the Gemara's Kash, Gemara's Tetz, but it doesn't really go that much further beyond reading skills. 10 is the age of marshalling knowledge and acquiring knowledge. 15 is already the age where a person engages bi'iyun. Rabbi Sol Salanta says, for us, Mikra is the straightforward reading of the Gemara. Learning Gemara, even Taisvis, could be Bechlal Mikra. Mishnah, he says, refers to having a yediyah in Shittas HaRishonim and what the Poskim say, and the ability to be mefalpel and to analyze and to be mechadish and to be mendama milsa lemilsa. That is the level of reasoning and analysis called Talmud. Others don't like it. Lamaisa is not what it says in the Mishnah, but that's Rabbi Sol Salanta. That's l'chayre roiv of Klal Yisrael's noig, however you want to say the nusach, with this in mind, that 5, 10, and 15 are ages in development, not just a level of text. Now, the same way there's a level of maturity that comes between 10 and 15, that's Shlosh Asur L'mitzvos, there's Ben Shmoyne Esre L'chupah. Now, the same way 13 is not just a level of mental maturity, but it's Mechayev physical maturity, Ad Sheyovish Shtei Cyrus, it's not just only an age. The 18 over here also is an emotional maturity. It's also a certain Dargan learning. He's through most of his limud ha-talmud, of the 5 years that it takes l'chayr to go from tkufa l'tkufa, and he's before, the mafarshim speak out, before Yitzhak Mizgabralov, so maybe he's still b'tahara, and that's the right age. In the Yiddish perception, that is the age to get married. Why we push that in our circles later is a fascinating discussion. The pashtus is of limud ha-tayra. So emotional maturity is much later in our world than it used to be. And you have to get married when you could emotionally capable of dealing with a marriage. Lav kol echod at a very young age, roi lekach. Again, sometimes if a person waits too long, then he becomes over mature. There's a certain age of maturity, and our system, Baruch Hashem, pretty much taps into that metzias. Ben Esrim, the age of 20, is the time lirdoif. The Pashtus is the Mefarshim say lirdoif refers to the need for mezainis. You're married at 18, you can live by parents. That's the way it was. Young couples started out by their parents. They learned something, they had a child, and now he's already independent. He didn't have the kollel system. Everybody had parnasa, and they learned Torah for many hours a day. In our world also, a person gets married at a certain age. After a number of years, there's already a lirdoif. Just think about a younger man in Lakewood. His wife's working. He has two babies by two babysitters. So he has to run between carpooling. He has to run between this babysitter and that babysitter. He's yaitzid the lirdoif in the Mishnah with that also. So that's a certain amount of years after Chasna. There's a few years of Yishuv Adas. And that's why, by the way, the assumption, you look at the Tveres as well, the assumption is that a true Talmud Chochem by 10, 15, 20 makes a kinyan on Kol HaTorah Kula. It's obviously not true in our world, which is why we need so many more years of real intense learning to become even an appreciable Talmud Chochem. And going out into the world of Panosa takes that much more of an investment of time in Koichis. There's no room. Ein mokim ala roish l'shnei tefillin in today's world. So that's why the system that we have is kemat muchrach hametzi. It's the only way to produce b'nei Torah, and certainly the only way to produce something that chomer. The other pshat over here in Ben Esrim lirdoif is, besides saying lirdoif, maybe lirdoif after yediyas haTorah. That means, some of the mafarshim say, that after he was kind of the basic tzura of being a Talmud Chochem, now lirdoif to become a gadol b'Torah, an emissary gadol b'Torah, now is when the fun starts. Now is when he has to start learning. The person already learned, and he's already koiner, and he already knows how to learn. He's already a lamdan, he already has ideas of kol haTorah kula. Now he has to start learning to maximize his full potential. The other pshat over here is Ben Esrim lirdoif, is that min hashamayim manishin oisoi, after the age of 20. So that's where that kicks in. Ben shloshim lekoyach. The Mishnah seems to be saying that the age of 30 is when a person hits his full Koyach, the Rav brings support of this, that the Levim, when they worked in the Mishkan to take apart that Golus and carrying was Ben Shleshim Shana Malo. That seems to be that full physical maturity is from the age of 30. It is a little bit of a chiddush, because if you'll ask anybody, they'll tell you that, generally speaking, a strong, healthy male has more koyach in his mid-20s, late-20s, than mid-30s. In the athletic world, past 35, generally speaking, an athlete's body is in decline. So, l'chayra, the ben esrim, should be l'koyach. One time I heard a beautiful pshat that ben shloshim l'koyach over here means that at the age of 30, a person's miyushiv. Younger years, a person thinks he has the whole world ahead of him, and he dabbles and he's asking all sorts of things. A tam chochem thinks that he's going to finish kol ha-tere kula, and he's going to conquer every territory, or lava of others in the outside world. Somebody in their mid-20s could be taking three different types of degrees, because he's not sure yet what he wants to do. By the age 30, there's already a full appreciation of one's own koiches, one's own talents, and one's own limitations. And then, Talmid Chachomim, in the real mold, the poisik starts developing into a proper poisik, the Rosh Hashiva starts developing into a proper Rosh Hashiva, the Magid Shir starts developing the koiches and the steiging that he needs that will turn him into that Magid Shir, and so on and so forth. In the outside world also, the koiches ha-nefesh that are used in pursuit of Gashmias, of Parnasa, also express themselves that way. In the 30s, that's when the ones who are matzliach are focused. The lekoyach over here then means full focus, and because of that, that's when a person has his full power. Ben Arboim Lebino. So the Rav brings this as a makor, Arboim Shana, that Klai Sol's Bamidbo, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Leinos Nashem Lev, Lochem Lev Lodas, Vinaim Lurus Adayom Ezeh. After 40 years, that's when you got it. Now it doesn't say over there they were 40, it says after 40 years. But Chazal understand that 40 is the number of seeing things on a deeper level. It's true also, by the way, in Torah. Person's younger and he sees with a certain charifus, but the age of 40, there's a more mature perception, and that could be used to given over to Talmidim and so on, that it takes one to a deeper level of understanding Torah. Ben Chamishim Lo'etzo, in the life of a Talmud Chochem, the Talmud Chochem in his 40s is a Talmud Chochem in terms of Yediyas HaTorah and even Habotzas Torah. But in terms of being able to guide people, it's mechayev a certain amount of life experience, together with the Madrega of Gadlus Batorah, that is the domain of those in their 50s. Again, the Rav brings the pasuk, "Men chamishim shana yoshu mitzvo ha'avoido, v'lo yavid oid v'sheyus es'echov." He's there, he's available for his brothers, the pasuk says. Where is he available? The Rav says, "Ma'u sheyus yitla meitzah." Shteidin chazal, the age of eitzah, the age of not being with the full koiches, physical, but being there, it's a life's experience and a more mature perception and more behind the eitzes that are given, that's in the 50s. Ben shishim lezikno. That's already a certain age of age. Rav brings something interesting. Tovay bakelach ale kever. The pasuk in Iyov. Bakelach is become actually 60. That means 60 already, a person's taken, Rachman's son, before the age of 60, it's considered that his life was cut short. After 60 means he already trained left. Ben shivim l'seva. Pasuk says by David HaMelech, the Rav brings v'yomas b'seva toivo, and David lived 70 years. It means in our world, 70 years is relatively young. Till 50 years ago, 70 years of age was already a full lifetime, certainly 100, 150 years ago. G'dayle Yisrael, that were listened to, that Klal Yisrael was completely bottled to, were G'daylem in their 50s, in their 60s. Today, because the age of maturity and becoming a Talmud Chacham, becoming a Marbetz Torah later, so that's why the Rebbeinu Shem was given Arichus Yomim to G'dayle Yisrael, and they first become the G'daylem that we know in their 70s, and sometimes even beyond. Ben Shmoinim L'Gvura, that's very interesting, because in the 80s is when a person shvachens up. Person reaches 80s, but what it means is that if a person does reach the 80s, then that's mechayev an extra level of chius. You saw that 100 years ago, in the 70s already, people were much more abgeschwacht. The person made it to 80, it means there was an extra level of chiyus there, and that's what pushes a person forward. Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Begvura is Shmeinim Shana. Ben Tishim, past the age of 90, is Lashuach. Literally what this means is, Lashuach means bent over. That's the Pashtus, this is the way the Rav teaches it. Hoylech Shechuch V'Kofuf. V'yeshemim Loshen Shoyche Amuko. Shucha Amuko means a deep hole, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei, it means a kever. That means the person's physical body is very limited in his 90s. Rabbi Yoni says something very beautiful that's well known. A person who lives that long in his 90s, his physical body is so schwach that his ruchniyistik chushim are much stronger. And he says that shuach is miloshin siach, miloshin talk. A person in their 90s feels much more the chasadim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He takes much less the physical world for granted, and he appreciates much more everything the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving him. So he can't stop but be marba b'shivka shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayin Shom. Ben Meo, person reaches the age of 100, select domain of centenarians. Kilu meis v'ovel batul min oilam. It's as if he's already over batul, he's gone. Now this is a very harsh statement. Well, what it means is that in the 90s still, there are, to look at daily Yisrael, that are active in Habotzes Torah. It's kemat not heard of that a godel. We've had Gedolim, Klai Yisrael has been blessed the last door with Gedolim that lived past the age of 100, which was never heard of 100 years ago. But Klai Yisrael needs the Gedolim to stay around longer. Rav Shach, Rav Yoshev, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Steinman, Rav Koppelman. Klai Yisrael was blessed. They lived past the age of 100. And at that age, even the Koyach HaSichli is abgeschwacht. And the only thing that's left, really, is a very deep chibur and connection to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Brochus, Eitzis, Yeshuas, but it's coming from a place that's deep inside. It's not even coming from the regular Marechet HaSichli. So the Mishnah defines that in earthly terms, somebody of that advanced age is already Batul Min Olam. Think about it, you know, they do sometimes interviews in the outside world with people that have lived till 108, 110. And they ask them, B'maharach Yomim. And they say they ate a lot of chocolate, they always exercised. They're still dovuk in the world of chitzonius, of physical. They're not there so much anymore, but that's what got them to where they get to. And Gedolei Yisrael, at that age, are malachi ashoris, because they're over bottom and oilam is a maila. They're mamish malachim, they're not living in this world anymore. The Rebbeinu Shlom keeps them here as a dogma for what a human being can achieve. The Rebbeinu Shlom should give arichus yom v'shonim to all of our gedolim, talmidei chachamim, and Alte Yidden and Alte Yiddish women are a bracha for Klal Yisrael. Gives us a dogma of what, of Madregois, of Darius Koidmin, and gives us Chuyos.